Five questions with NBAA's Doug Carr on the issue of mandatory sleep apnea testing for flight crews. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Sleep apnea testing has been a big item in the news lately after an FAA official announced his intentions to require it as part of the flight physical. NBAA went into action immediately, and the association's Doug Carr, Vice President for Regulatory and International Affairs, has been hard at work on the issue. First, Doug, how about a little background?
Several months ago, the Federal Air Surgeon at the time released his intention in an editorial to impose sleep apnea testing and qualifying conditions for that treatment over the course of the next month or two. That led to a whole series of industry uproars and feedback to the FAA over a significant change in how they qualify pilots for status. While we know that today sleep apnea is a disqualifying condition, actually getting tested for it was a significant new burden being placed on the industry.
What were the objections raised by NBAA and other industry advocates?
Pilots who were subjected to additional screening would be required to go get a sleep test. And at the time, sleep tests ranged from anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000. So not only was cost a significant new burden for pilots, but the additional intent that the FAA had expressed was that they would not end their testing requirements for people at a body mass index of 40. They were suggesting that at some point that body mass index trigger could lower to 35, perhaps 30, maybe even lower, at which point you begin covering hundreds of thousands of pilots without a clear safety benefit.
What has NBAA done on sleep apnea up to this point?
We've met with the Federal Air Surgeon, the Deputy Federal Air Surgeon, and the FAA Administrator about this. And it appears that the FAA has heard industry's concerns loud and clear.
Well, that being the case, Doug, where do we stand?
The FAA is in no rush today to impose these new requirements. They are taking a step back to review the requirements that they are proposing to add to a pilot medical certification. In addition, the FAA is proposing to streamline the special issuance process for pilots that are diagnosed with sleep apnea. Under this new proposal that FAA has shared with us, they would allow a pilot with sleep apnea to bring evidence that they have been diagnosed, that they have started a course of treatment, and that the treatment is in fact working, to the medical examiner and have a special issuance certificate issued that day.
Under the proposed guidelines, the pilot, certificate in hand, would have 90 days to undergo sleep apnea screening. What's next in the controversy surrounding sleep apnea?
We'll need to see what the final words look like before we end up agreeing to what the FAA has proposed. But compared to where we started, we are significantly better. The FAA guidance still is going through a lot of review. And when the FAA is ready to share it, we'll make sure that our members are aware of it and are able to participate in the process that follows. But today, no change in existing pilot certification standards.
The dialogue between FAA, NBAA, and other aviation groups regarding sleep apnea continues. We'll keep you posted. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.